1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Hanging on the line from the Spinnaker in Laguna Beach is Colleen Kristen Brewster. She's owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. One of Southern California's more popular travel agencies, and this is Southern California Lifestyles. This is a portion of our program that is bought and paid for by On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Let's bring her on now. Colleen Kristen Brewster, live from the Spinnaker in Laguna Beach.
Hi, Phil, and hello, everybody, and welcome to Southern California Lifestyles. And while Phil did say that we do buy the airtime...
All right, let me back up here, Colleen, okay?
All right.
Yes, you do pay for this time to be on our show, but we're very happy to have you on.
Well, we think we really do a great service for a lot of people. I'm 28 years of age, and yet I own my own business. It's a wildly successful, you know, travel agency. You know, it's really, really a lot of fun. So we like to think that we do some really great things for people.
All right, Colleen, let's talk about what you have coming up for Valentine's Day. I know you are excited about 2001, A Love Odyssey to Him.
Oh, that is going to be something, Phil. It is our big, beautiful Valentine's night love odyssey to him.
Now, why do you call it that? Because I know you've been saying, and I don't know whether you can get to a quieter place in the restaurant, but...
We're going to move tables here in just a minute, Phil, if that's okay.
That's fine. But why do you call it a love odyssey to him? You said in your brochure that you think Valentine's Day has too often been about women, right?
We really, really think that. And we really think that women need to... We really think women need to spend more time with their men and concentrate a little bit more on being with men. Valentine's Day has become such a female thing. And we really think women have been selfish, and whether it's about flowers and candy...
Well, it is about women, though, isn't it?
We think it can be about both people, Phil.
Tell us about it.
2001, A Love Odyssey for Him. A limo will whisk you away to Marshall's, and there's a number of different Marshall stores in Southern California where you'll be presented with a $25 gift certificate, and you can go on a wonderful little shopping spree there. And
all right, so your first stop is at Marshall's and the $25 gift certificate?
That's right.
Okay.
Then we've got tickets for you, for the two of you, for week three of the XFL. And I don't know if you know anything about the XFL, Phil, and I know you've been talking a lot about it.
Well, I have. As a matter of fact, I got tickets for my kids and also for my wife.
That's right, because we think that women really want to be involved in the activities of their men. So this includes your wife and your activities. And
so, all right, so you go to Marshall's, she gets the $25 gift certificate, then off to the XFL game.
Then this weekend off to the XFL game, yeah.
Okay, so does this take place this weekend?
It can happen tomorrow night where you don't go to the XFL game, but we present the tickets to you. So it's a wonderful little romantic thing when you get into the limousine and then off to TGI Fridays, where they've got delicious buffalo wings and stuffed potato skins. You share a wonderful pitcher of Samuel Adams beer, which is about the best you can get American microbrewery beer. And let's see, a beautiful, really different evening and a really unique night for you and yours. And it's all for the low cost, Phil, from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, $1,295. It's really, really different. And it's really what we do at our travel agency.
Well, it's different from the standpoint that it's kind of a male-oriented Valentine's Day.
That's really, really what it is. But what we like to think of it as being is a time for a woman to quit thinking about herself for at least one 24-hour period and to really, really start thinking about her guy and sharing things with him. But it's not all about him. The XFL game is, but a little time spent at Marshall's shopping for a cute top. I mean, shopping for really cute warm-up pants, a really cute warm-up outfit, or some really cute tops and a really cute spaghetti strap top, a pants.
Okay, and shoes or whatever she wants, right?
Yeah, some really cute pants or something. Those really, really cute snakeskin pants and those really, really cute horsehair boots. All of that just is a part of, you know, having fun on Valentine's night. That's what we're talking about.
All right. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is the name of the travel agency, and this is On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, as we're talking to her about the 2001 A Love Odyssey to Him. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Now I got to tell you, this is a really unusual thing, and I want to ask you how you thought of 2001 A Love Odyssey to Him.
You know, Phil, I'm really happy you asked me. I really made my name in the travel agency business taking chances. It's not something that a lot of travel agencies do. They don't take chances. A lot of them are run by women in their 40s and 50s. They're order takers, okay? They are sort of up in their middle age, and they've stopped thinking creatively. They don't look for the best price on an airline ticket. They don't look for the best price on a hotel room. They look very, very tired. They get in at about 7 o'clock and drink their coffee. And
all right, so you think the travel agency business is baloney.
I think the way it's run right now is really wrong. But I'm 28 years old. I'm really cute. I do have a boyfriend who works at a major resort in Mexico. So I think I've got my hand a little bit on the pulse of what women, especially young women, want. I was sitting with my friend Wendy, and we were over at the Spinnaker having a glass of wine, and I was staring at the ocean. And I said to her, I want to do something really different. I want to make Valentine's Day sexy. I want to bring sex back into the modern relationship. Sex means unpredictability, Phil. And I think most healthy women will get turned on by a date like this. That's why we do what we do at On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster.
And this is Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster, as she talks to us about her 2001 A Love Odyssey to Him. That this is a big Valentine's Day or Valentine's weekend trip that you take with your loved one in a limousine, off to Marshall's with a $25 gift certificate. Then you go to an XFL game, and then you have buffalo wings and stuffed potato skins at the TGI Fridays, okay? Correct?
Right so far, Phil, but I had a question.
All right, I knew that you had a question because Mike said to me that you wanted to get our input on something.
I really do, and this is really daring, but this is how I made my name in the travel agency business. And here's my question for you. And I know there are a lot of children listening right now, so can I say for them not to listen?
You don't want kids listening?
No, I really don't.
Okay, if you're a responsible adult, have the children leave the room.
Okay, keeping in mind that I've really made my name on being daring, here's a question that I want to ask you. We know what it's like for a lot of young women dating a guy for the first time. If a couple that is dating for the first time purchases our package, we'd like to include 2 Dramamine capsules in a small box for the man.
Okay, you're losing me. Are you going on a cruise? 2 Dramamine capsules?
Right.
Are they going out on a boat?
No.
Okay, why 2 Dramamine capsules?
Okay, I'm just going to say 2 words, and then they're pills that they would give to the women.
Why?
I'm going to say 2 words.
Mike is waving to me. What are the 2 words?
Gag reflex.
All right.
Now, please hear me out, Phil.
Okay, I understand. Dramamine capsules for the love cruise.
Yeah, and you know something?
Okay, I think it's in bad taste.
You do?
Yes, I do. I think it's in bad taste. I don't think it's anything that a travel agency needs to do.
Okay, now let me educate you a little bit, Phil, okay?
All right, you asked me my opinion, and
I know, and I appreciate that, but let me educate you. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, it's really, really different. And we do really different kinds of things. And
okay, but including 2 Dramamine capsules so that the woman doesn't gag. Let me take a phone. Christine on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Colleen,
hi.
Is it Colleen?
It's Colleen. Hi, how are you?
Colleen, I'm good, thanks. Colleen, it's cool that you're coming up with a package for him. I'm all for that.
Right.
$1,295 for this?
You know something? It is a limousine service that will generally run you anywhere from $800 to $900 a night. You've got a full evening at TGI Fridays, 50-yard line seats for the XFL.
I mean, unless you're an alcoholic, you can do TGI Fridays for like $80.
What do you think of the Dramamine capsules?
Jesus, man.
What is Dramamine? What is it? What is the Dramamine for? So she won't throw up at the price she has to pay for this?
That's really funny, and I guess you don't really get the travel agency business.
I thought the travel agency business.
Okay, all right. Never mind the Dramamine capsules. 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster, on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, is on the line with us. She's talking about a new package that she has, which is the Love Odyssey, and it's going for $1,295, and it includes going to an XFL game, going to Marshall's with a $25 gift certificate, going to TGI Fridays for stuffed potato skins, and two Dramamine capsules in case there's a gag reflex, which I think is entirely beyond the pale. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is with us. This package that you have called 2001 A Love Odyssey, where women can share the experiences of their men for a Valentine's night. Now you've got XFL tickets,
right?
And you have a limousine that takes you to Marshall's with a $25 gift certificate.
That's correct. Yeah.
And you have an evening that they spend at the TGI Fridays eating buffalo wings, stuffed potato skins, and sharing a picture of Samuel Adams.
That is correct.
All right. And two Dramamine capsules to help a woman, perform oral sex?
Phil, you know something? 5 years ago, On the Go with...
Isn't that what that's for?
Yes, but let me explain.
Go ahead.
5 years ago, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster came into existence as a travel agency in a vast wasteland of travel agencies that had absolutely no creative thinking whatsoever. We put together packages, our Princess Diana tour. We put together our packages to Denmark, where euthanasia is legal. And now, yes, we are reinventing Valentine's Day. It has really, really been about girls. And it's really been about women, and we are sick of it. We are just sick of it. And
you're sick of the fact that Valentine's Day has been strictly a female holiday.
It has been strictly something that men are supposed to run out and get flowers and candy. And so,
all right, and I don't disagree with you, and I don't necessarily say that that's a bad thing. But aren't you going a little far in the other direction?
No, we don't think so, because we're really, really different, and we're really, really revolutionary. And
what about these Dramamine capsules for the gag reflex? What about that?
You know, it really is controversial.
Controversial? Are there any women that are going to take advantage of that?
We've had a lot of phone calls. We have.
What's the number to your travel agency?
You can reach On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster at 213-251-3189. And we'll take down your information.
When you tell women, do you want the Dramamine capsules for the gag reflex in case you're going to perform oral sex on a guy, what do they say?
You know what? It's their option, Phil.
And they don't get offended?
You know, if they get offended, that's their problem. It's their option.
What kind of business do you do?
We do really a lot of really good business. We really, really do a lot of really good business. And one of the reasons is my relatability. I'm very young, and I know what women want. I know what young women want. If you want to go to one of these travel agencies where the women are really tired, and they put in their 25 years, you go ahead and do that. But our travel agency is scoped and focused around young people. And that's what we do. We try to make it fun. We try to make it really, really exciting. And I dare say, Phil, that never in the history of dating has any dating service or travel agency had the good taste to add Dramamine capsules to the package for the young woman in question.
Okay, I got to tell you something. Good taste dictates that I not help you promote this because I think it's really wrong. First of all, it's premarital sex that you're promoting.
No, we're not promoting it. What we're trying to do is keep... I mean, I don't know if you want me to say this. We're trying to keep young women from choking to death.
There's not going to be any of that. I don't see how you can say that's going to... Has that ever happened?
I don't know. Well, I mean, do you want me to say?
Has that ever happened?
I mean, Phil, it almost happened to me the first...
Okay, then, all right, never mind. Forget I asked the question. Is it something that you should be in the business of promoting, is what I'm saying, as a travel agency?
You know something, Phil? This is for adults only. It's not for children. And if I feel like relating to my customers, because I am really cute and I am really young, and I know a lot of these women are very, very jealous, then I'll do it. And that's all there is to it. I mean, we also include a baseball card bouquet. It has baseball cards instead of flowers. It's for the men. It's really a lot of fun.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Tracy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
My question is to the travel agent. My question is that I don't necessarily think that for a majority of women it would be sexy or romantic to spend the evening at TGIF.
Well, this isn't just for you. It's not just for you. It's for the man.
Well, I know it's for both, but I think there are other places that, you know, that could probably be more romantic, more beneficial.
How about
for both
those Dramamine capsules?
I think that's disgusting.
Well,
I don't
know something.
What
I know it is disgusting, but, you know, we have to live in the world of men as well as the world that we live in.
Yeah, but I don't think it would be flattering to a guy or a woman or even funny to have two Dramamine capsules for oral sex. I mean,
no, you take the Dramamine capsules before...
We understand what you do.
But how sexy is that? Hey, honey, I'm going to pop these two pills before we have... I don't think that's
no,
sexy,
though. No, the man gives it to the woman. It's very tastefully done up in a box with a bow. And
wait a second. So he gets...
I think most women would be thoroughly offended.
Absolutely
I would be offended,
offended
by that.
No, but this isn't just about the women. It's about both of you.
If it's about both of you and a woman wanted to do something like that, she would just give him oral sex. He wouldn't have to
Would you rather throw up or would you rather take the capsules?
Wait a minute. They're sitting in the limousine and he hands her a box with a bow?
That's right.
I would smack a guy. I would fuss and jack him. I think that
wait
would
a second.
Be so offensive.
First of all, the woman is going to think it's a ring or something beautiful like that.
That's kind of the cute part of it. You think he's giving you a ring, and it's actually two capsules. You say, why? And he says it so you won't gag. Look, what's your name?
I think you're kind of off.
Tracy? Okay, Tracy, I made my name in this business being different.
I understand that.
I don't know how old you are.
Your efforts.
I don't know what business you're in, but I'm in a business that is run by a lot of old women and old men who won't even take the time to find the really exciting angle to a trip.
I'm only 31 years old, and this to me, I don't think, you know, my husband, if I wasn't married, any guy that I would be interested in dating,
well,
first of all, I don't think this is romantic.
Let's start off, Tracy. A guy takes you to an XFL game, takes you off to TGI Fridays for stuffed potato skins, buffalo wings, and a pitcher of Sam Adams, and then
that's
a whirlwind shopping spree of Marshalls with a $25 gift certificate.
Okay,
what do you think?
No, that's like...
Look, see, this is what I'm talking about. Pardon me for interrupting. This is what I mean, Colleen. This is a woman who doesn't like it.
It's not about us. It's about our guys.
But I don't think any guy, I mean, I think...
And you forgot to mention the Dramamine capsules.
Okay, Colleen, we got the Dramamine capsules.
Colleen, can I ask you this? Do you think perhaps that there are some men out there who on Valentine's Day actually get into doing something special for the women? I mean, granted, I'm all for, you know, doing something both ways. Both sexes doing something.
Okay, tell you what. If we change the whole color of the trip so that, for instance, we do something that's really, 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 really fun for the girl, would you still take the Dramamine capsule?
Okay, you know what? I think that we're all done. I can't. I mean, we're in trouble. 1-800-449-8686. Would you still take the Dramamine? You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're going to get Ted Bell on the line from the Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. And we're looking forward to Valentine's dinner. Are you guys... Mike says you called...
No, we can't do it.
You're not doing Valentine's dinner with Marie and I tomorrow night?
No, we are not. And, Phil, I didn't know whether you want to take the call off the air. What do you want to do?
What happened?
We can't have dinner with you tomorrow night. Marcy and I are separating.
Oh, man, I knew you guys were thinking about it. That's too bad.
Yeah, I emailed her today, I emailed her yesterday, and I'm over at the Beverly Hills Hotel right now. She's going to take a week to move her stuff out of the house.
You guys separated, huh?
We have separated after 15 years, yeah. And we were looking forward to having dinner with you, and I tell you, this is a tough time to have to separate. But I'm so busy right now.
Did you say you did? So when did you talk to her?
I haven't talked to her. I emailed her.
What did you email? You said that...
I emailed her. I didn't. Jody did. And I did a copy to me. I basically said, we'll give you a week to move your stuff out of the house. In the meantime, I'm going over to the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Why?
What it is, I have so much to do. I am so busy. And
you email somebody, that seems, you know, we, look at, I think the world of you and Marcy, I think you guys are great people. You emailed her?
But I am very busy.
Well, why not tell her?
You mean in person?
In person. Tell her that you guys are separating.
You know what it is? You could tell your wife in person. Mike, Craig could tell their wives in person. I'm Ted Bell. I don't do that. You know?
And what do you mean you're Ted Bell? You don't do that?
Look at it this way. If let me ask you a question. If Mike Eisner had to divorce his wife for whatever reason... Now, I want you to be careful how you answer this, Phil, because it tells a lot about you. If Mike Eisner had to divorce his wife, do you think he'd email her or do you think he'd tell her in person?
Mike Eisner, okay. Are you comparing yourself to Mike?
No, I'm not saying I'm Mike Eisner. I am saying that I'm very big in business. I'm very busy. I don't know if you understand what's going on in the world today, but we have wireless internet connection now. Makes it easier than ever before to email people.
So your question is, would Mike Eisner email or tell his wife? I would hope that he'd tell her in person.
No, he would not. He would email. Because
why?
Because Eisner's been... He can't be happy these days. Did you hear about that California Adventure deal?
No.
Oh, man. Trust me, he has got his hands full. And if he has problems at home, his wife has women issues or is under the care of a doctor or whatever, what have you, he's dealing with it via email. And for a guy like you and people who can turn it off at 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock or the whistle, and I don't know why we're even talking about this. I called you up to say that we can't...
No, wait. I want to talk about this, okay? I want to talk about this.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about why it is you've separated from your... Forget about whether or not, you're separated. I don't care.
You mean you're not going to try to save my marriage?
No, I don't want to save... Look it, man. Can your marriage be saved?
I don't know, Phil.
All right. But you're separating from your wife, and you told her via... email.
Yes.
And
Phil, I don't know what to tell you. I am busy. I've got a lot going on. The Academy Award nominations were announced today. I'm doing everything I can. I'm trying to keep a million balls near. What do you want? What do you want me to say?
I would hope that you would have told your wife in person, we are separating, honey. And what did you say? She's got a...
Look, do you want me to read it to you? I mean...
No, I'd rather not, okay?
Well, all it says here, it says, Marcy, as you know... Hold on for a minute. Jody, I got a copy of the email that you sent off in a copy.
Now, this is the email you sent to your wife to say that you guys are separating.
That's right. Here it is. God, I am so busy. Did you hear the Academy Awards?
Yeah, I heard Gladiator got to...
Oh, man. Okay. Marcy, I after 15 years of marriage and two children, as you know, our differences have become so... there's a lot of stuff, personal stuff here, Phil.
Okay.
I will give you the next 7 days to move your things out.
Why are you making her move out?
I thought you said you...
Okay, never mind. This is the email that you sent.
Yeah. I'm at the Beverly Hills Hotel. The following number you can reach me. This has been coming for a long time.
Well, all I'm saying is...
Phil, I'm Ted Bell. I do an awful lot in terms of business. I do an awful lot in terms of commerce. You may want to tell your wife in person. The people that listen to your show may want to tell their wives in person... I don't really have a lot of time to do, and I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, why don't I make the time?
Yeah.
Well, time is money, my friend. You don't work in the rarefied air that I work in, all right? I take 5 seconds out of my day. I'm losing my ass. and
you ought to watch your language, okay?
Well, you're starting to piss me off a little bit. Stick your nose into my business. Tell me how I'm supposed to conduct my personal life. And
all I'm asking you is why you would send your wife an email to tell her that you want her out of the house, that you're separating.
What's your name?
Why would you...
What is your name? Just tell me.
My name's Phil Hendry.
Okay, your name is... I'm Ted Bell. Okay? I have one of the most successful restaurants in Beverly Hills. Ted Bell sent an email because Ted Bell is separating from his wife. Now, Ted Bell is sorry that he's separating from his wife, but Ted Bell was not able to get on the phone and talk to his wife. Ted Bell was not able to get home and talk to his wife. Ted Bell sent an email. And what bothers me is that you don't understand that Ted Bell is really under the gun these days. And
Ted, I'm asking you if you think it is the greatest thing to do.
Ted Bell didn't mean to hurt her. Okay.
Well, I know you didn't mean to hurt her.
But the best way for Ted Bell to separate from his wife was for Ted Bell to send her an email. And you're probably wondering why I'm speaking in the third person.
Yes, I am.
To give you some sense of who I am. Even I look, you know, I don't even say me anymore. I say Ted Bell because I step outside of Ted Bell and I go, holy Jesus, look at that. I'm Ted Bell. I don't call. I'm Ted Bell.
How'd Marzi take it?
I don't know. She's tried to call. I got about 5 messages here for her. I tried emailing her and...
Why don't you call her back?
No, I don't have the time.
Why don't you call her back?
It's quick, it's clean, it's efficient.
Hold on for a minute. So they're not having dinner with me. That's fine. I don't care about that. The guy separated with his wife by emailing her because what? Because he's too busy? 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. You know, try and get Marcy Bell on the line, Mike, so we can talk to her maybe. He emailed his wife, told her she's got 7 days to leave the house. He's over at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I say, how come you don't call her? What do you mean you email your wife to say you're separating? And he says, because I'm Ted Bell. Well, I understand he's successful. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Myself as me.
Yes.
Yes, I do, but as Ted Bell, I'm so much bigger.
You know, Ted, we just came back from our commercial break. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You spent the whole commercial break talking about yourself.
I'm not talking about myself. I was talking about Ted Bell in the context of why Ted Bell would send an email to separate from his wife.
Why you sent the email.
I sent it, but I sent it as Ted Bell.
And are you Ted Bell?
Yes, I am. But Ted Bell sent it.
You sent it. And it's your way of trying to separate from what I think is a really cold thing, man, of sending your wife an email to say she's got a week to get out of the house. Barbara, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
This is really crazy.
I would like
to know why, if there's 2 kids here involved, you love your kids by respecting their mother.
I'm sorry?
I said you love your kids by respecting their mother. You have 2 kids.
I do respect
you respect their mother by sending an email and saying, you got a week to get out.
Ted Bell is busy right now.
Ted Bell, nobody is that busy.
Not even Ted, whoever you are. Well, you know, I don't know where you are, but Ted Bell is involved in the planning of the Academy Awards from the standpoint. I got friends coming into town.
Well, that's big and important, more important than your kids.
But, wait a second. I take care of my kids.
You're not taking care of them when you disrespect their mother.
I'm not disrespecting
you
her.
Are.
I sent her
an
I
email.
Sent,
give me a break. That's what you do to send a greeting to someone.
What am I supposed to do when I've got
you
meetings
with
two?
You have to pick up the phone and call,
Japanese...
just like you just called Phil Hendry, and you have spent the last 30 minutes.
That's a really good point.
You've not got time.
Wait. Let me say something. I called Phil to simply say I can't have dinner with
you
tonight.
But boy, you took the time to stay on the phone, didn't you?
Well, he asked me some questions.
Hey, your wife probably has questions too, but you won't return a phone call.
Look, I'll answer all the questions my wife has for me as
when you
get
have
out.
Next year?
Academy Award season is one of the bigger parts. Look, I independently produce films.
think you gave her the best Valentine you ever could have, because getting rid of bad news.
It was very tasteful. I said, "Dear Marcy, I
There's
love you."
There's nothing tasteful about separating through email.
How do you know?
Because I'm more classy for one thing.
Oh, maybe it happened to you.
This isn't about her. This isn't about the caller.
No, I think it is. Go ahead. Let's just take the gloves off and let's say it. I think it happened to you.
Well, that shows how much you know.
You've had your head in the restaurant business too long. I've been working the rest. Look, I've sent a very tasteful email saying, "Dear Marcy,
for God's sake, you've
got 7 days to get out." I didn't say 7 days to get out of the house. I said, "I'll give you 7 days."
Look at Ted. There's
You did? You sent her a joke in an email.
Hey, look, don't knock it until you try it.
And you sent her a joke. I would never try that. I would never do that to anyone, especially I would never do that to the father of my children.
I don't like the father of my children,
but I'll tell you what, I respect him I love my kids.
I think it takes a lot of guts for me to stay on the phone and take a lot of abuse from people I never met. I called you up, Phil, to say I couldn't have dinner with you tomorrow night.
All I'm saying is...
No.
You didn't mean to do that, but you could have emailed Phil about the dinner and taken the time to call your wife.
Let me ask you a question. How many radio stations is my wife on? None. Phil Hendry is on a network of some 80 radio stations.
Oh, so that's it.
Uh-huh.
So that's it.
What do you mean, aha? Uh-huh?
So
you showed your butt.
I can talk to my wife, but this way...
This way, you don't have to because you can't face what you've done.
Look, because all you people are going to think I'm an a-hole, if you'll pardon the expression, and I can convince you that I'm not. Talking to my wife isn't going
to
do that.
You're not.
Just talk to your wife, we wouldn't think you're an a-hole.
Or that's true. You really are. You called it. An a-hole.
You know, that really hurts.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'd rather be you than your wife.
So I guess you just call people butthole for no reason. Is that it?
You don't think that's a reason? Well, I'll tell you what.
It was a tasteful email, and I hate you.
It hurts a little because you've really hurt your wife.
I think you're right, Barbara. Thank you very much for your
call.
You're
welcome.
1-800-449-8686.
So what is this? Let's beat up on Ted Bell? Ted Bell doesn't do this. You don't do this to Ted Bell and get away from it.
You can hang up if you want to, Ted, but you're such a glory hog, you're staying on the phone, aren't you?
I have a right to defend myself, and Ted Bell has a right to defend himself. And
just how many of you are there on the phone? You, Ted Bell, and who else?
Ted Bell.
Would you just say me?
Me. Well, you want me to sound like a dumbass, like Tarzan? Me defend myself. Is that it? You feel better now, Phil, so you can make fun of me?
Just say me. Talk in the first person is all I'm saying. Cindy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you hang up the phone and call your wife?
Why? So that you people can talk behind my back?
I'm sorry?
So you can talk behind my back?
You made this yourself, buddy. Nobody else did it for you.
I called up to say to Mr. Hendry that Marcy and I could have dinner with Mr. Hendry and his wife tomorrow night. And
that you sent an email to your wife saying that she had 7 days to get out of the house.
Right. Why did you even bring it up on the radio if you don't want anybody to call in and... Make an example
because
of you.
Ted Bell is
Ted Bell.
Yeah,
talking in first person. You sound like an idiot.
Ted Bell is involved in some of the biggest planning for the Academy. Look, I've got three Japanese investors coming in from out of town. They announced the Academy Award nominations today, and you're telling me I got to waste a phone call on my wife? 15 years coming, Marcy
you're
knew our marriage.
A phone call now.
Our marriage hasn't been worth it for 5 years, and she knew it was coming. It was only a formality.
You're wasting your time then now talking to us about your wife.
Because as soon as I hang up,
if you don't like it.
As soon as I hang up, you're on the phone with Hendry talking about what an a-hole I am.
Who cares?
I do.
You obviously don't care about your wife.
I'm Ted Bell.
So who cares what other people think, right?
Who am I? Who am I?
You're Ted Bell.
And don't
Whoever
ever
that is. I've never even heard of you before. Ever.
Then you must be out of the loop. Is this Cindy? Okay.
All right, look at Cindy. Thank you for your call. Look, Ted, why can't you just...
Okay, you want me to call her and say what?
Hi, Marcy, this is your husband. We need to separate.
Oh, that's real classy. That's good. We need to separate.
Yes, at least you're doing it man-to-man, face-to-face. The last time you guys went through this, you had to wear your Oakley shades when you were talking to your wife. Diane on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what.
I forgot I was wearing them.
Yeah, you're telling your wife that you guys... Go ahead, Diane. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. No, I just listened to this guy. He has got himself so blown up with his own importance that he can't see what real life is all about.
Look,
he needs
Bell.
A reality check.
You're not
Ted Bell. You know, you ask who you are, you're nobody.
Ma'am?
Nobody, because you don't have the nerve.
Have you ever heard of the film Alice?
Your email was so impersonal.
It's pathetic?
It is pathetic.
What do you have?
Because it shows what a coward you really are.
What do you have in your mouth, by the way?
I have nothing.
What is that?
I'm on the road. I'm driving.
Oh, so what, the wind is blowing it? I don't understand. I can't understand what she's saying, Bill.
Don't be a smartass.
You know, you've called me every name in the book here.
Don't be a smartass. The lady's making a point, okay?
Well, what's your point, Diane?
Now, the point is here, this man is so full of
himself. Wait a minute. Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll compromise. You want me to tell her. Is that what you're saying, Diane?
Okay, that would be fine.
All right, I'll do it over the I'll do it over the airwaves. Marcy, we're through. Is that good?
That's better. Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear your radio fine. Turn it down. Phil, tell her to turn it down.
Ma'am, you have to turn your radio down.
Okay, hang on just a second.
Every idiot knows when they call a talk show, they got to turn the radio down. Jesus. Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's very fine. Let me handle it, okay?
Well, why don't you turn it down?
Let me handle it.
Okay, here, Diane, here it is. Marcy, you got 7 days to get out of the house. How about that?
That's terrible.
Well, first off, the email isn't good enough.
Who are you to tell her she's got 7 days to get out of the house?
That
house belongs to her as much as it belongs to you.
You know, how do you know? It happens to be in my name, okay?
Your wife,
her credit
is called community property, young man.
Maybe where you live, not where I live, okay?
No, yes, it does.
Yeah. You ever heard of a prenup? Read it and weep.
Okay. I don't know that I want to go on with this, okay?
Why?
Because I feel very bad for the two of you. I think you ought to get on the phone and say to her...
That we're getting back together?
No, you don't have to say that. Just, you know, honey, I'm sorry.
Yeah?
And, you know, it's over.
But see, she wants tickets for the Academy Awards.
Okay.
What if she starts asking for them?
Forget about it. Well, give them to her then. I don't know. I mean, give the woman a break over here.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
You call her...
Look, don't break my castanets. I'll do it.
Okay. Call her up and be a man.
Oh, yes, I will, Marlon Brando. You know, you always...
Just do it and be a freaking man about it, okay?
Yeah, you make
me... You make me sick. Okay, sorry to have to put you through that. I didn't know that was going to happen. This cat calls me up and tells me that he can't go out to dinner with my wife and I tomorrow night because he's separating from his wife. And, oh, yeah, he emailed her. Jesus. Hey, you know what? When you got wireless internet, why not try it? 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the Phil Hendry Show here, where we've raised over $102,000 for my friend's place through the sale of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD. 877-616-7445. 877-616-PHIL. $20, $350 shipping and handling for the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD or picture disc LP.